Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hey, Barrett. Hey, Priscilla.
Hey.
Hi, Matthew.
Where is everyone? I thought a lot more kids would have signed up for band camp this year.
Everyone I talked to had scheduling conflicts.
It's cool that Mr. Whitaker opened up the little theater for this. It's the perfect place.
Well, Mr. Jones.
Was the perfect place. Hello, Jay. I guess it was too much to hope that you wouldn't come this year.
That's right. You could never hope that much. I'm becoming quite the virtuoso on the suppertime triangle. I sense your jealousy. You're intimidated by me. Admit it!
The only thing I'll admit is your deep psychological self-absorbed need to compete with me all the time.
Is this everyone?
Uh-huh.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, let me say that it's a pleasure to host this year's band camp. I'm really looking forward to hearing what you all learn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to kick things off, we decided to begin with something a little different. A competition.
Yeah! Oh. Look out, Barrett Jones. Soon you'll be tasting cold steel. The cold steel of my suppertime triangle.
I was hoping we'd start off with something fun.
Me too.
Well, actually, Priscilla, it should be a lot of fun.
Yes!
And educational.
Rats.
We'll be doing a kind of team-building exercise. A scavenger hunt. All right, now to give the details, let me introduce Eugene Meltzner.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker, and welcome, fellow music aficionados. As mentioned, today you will be engaging in a scavenger hunt. Various businesses nearby will be participating, and each one is aware of the rules of play. In addition to testing your speed and cunning, this competition will also test your musical knowledge. I hope all of you reviewed the obscure book of music trivia as suggested when you signed up.
A book?
Yeah. Every page?
Good. You'll each be given a clue for a particular item. Once you locate that item, you'll be given the next clue. The first team to return with every item wins.
Wins what?
Free passes to Waterworld.
Oh, I love Waterworld! It's the only time I take a bath.
Ew.
What are the teams, Eugene?
Everyone can choose his or her own partner.
Priscilla?
Yes, Barrett, I'd love to be your partner.
Parker!
Jay.
You read the trivia book, didn't you?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I didn't, so that works out perfectly. We're as complimentary as two corns on a cob.
You mean peas?
On a cob?
No, in a pod.
You're talking crazy.
Now, does everyone have a partner?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, well then step up and get a voucher. You'll need it for your first stop.
Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Where are we going, Mr. Whitaker?
Eugene?
You should make your way post-haste to Hal's Diner. Sit down at a booth and investigate the menu to receive your first clue.
Is everyone ready?
Yes,
Parker. Yeah.
On your mark.
You're going down, Jones.
Get set.
You want a competition? You've got one, Jay.
Welcome to Hal's. That is my diner, everyone. I assume you're here for Wit's musical scavenger hunt?
Yes!
Good. Now look over the menu and then raise your hand when you're ready to order.
Excuse me.
Yep, a girl in the polka dot dress.
Are we supposed to eat?
It is a restaurant, and it is lunchtime, and Wit has provided vouchers so you get to eat for free.
For free? Then bring me the head of a pig on a spit.
Do you see a luau? Do I look like I'm wearing a grass skirt? Besides, this isn't about free food. You're looking for the answer to the first clue. Ready?
Yeah!
Here it is. A marching band marches together, except for this section that stands still in all weather. And the answer will tell you which sandwich to order. Got it?
Isn't this exciting, Barrett?
A sandwich.
Did you know your eyes flicker when you're thinking?
The only section that doesn't march is the percussion section. A pit.
A what?
A pit. That's the name of the section of percussion that doesn't march.
A pit's not a sandwich.
Let me see the menu. Actually, it is. Sir, excuse me.
Ready to order, young fella?
Absolutely. We'd like two two pit barbecue sandwiches, please.
Good job. You're the first ones to get it.
All right.
Can we have our next clue now?
Well, you have to eat your sandwiches first. May I have your vouchers?
Here you go.
Thanks. They'll be right out.
Look at Jay. He's steaming in that booth. He has no idea. He's looking over here. Acts like we haven't figured it out.
Did you know your nose crinkles up when you get excited?
Huh?
This is so good.
You almost done, Priscilla?
Last bite.
We are definitely ahead. Jay's just getting his order.
Jump.
Mr. House Diner, over here.
All done, I see. Here's your check.
Check? We already gave you our vouchers.
You need to check your check. And take the menu with you. It's one of the things you're supposed to collect. Have fun, you two.
Thanks.
What's the check say, Barrett? Is it our next clue?
Yep. Listen to this. Eating a sandwich wasn't really that rough, but solving this clue might prove to be tough. In a wide open space outside in a yard, look for equipment that's held by the guard.
The marching band color guard?
I remember reading about that in the music trivia book. A wide open space outside in a yard.
McAllister Park, maybe.
I think I know. Come on.
Okay. The courthouse square?
Yeah. When you mentioned McAllister Park, I thought of the statue of Wolfgang Gower here. Mr. Whitaker taped little conductor batons along the length of his sword.
With clues attached to them. Take one.
You've gotten this far, so you may think you're clever, but the stars and stripes may stump you forever. The top of a pole may seem easy to see, but look for the maker on a special marquee. What?
Stars and stripes. That would be flags, right?
Right, but flags aren't musical. Wait a minute. What's the song we march to every band practice?
The school fight song?
No. Stars and Stripes Forever.
Which is about the flag. And there's one in the center of the park.
But the clue said that the top of the pole will seem easy to see, but look for the maker on a special marquee.
What's a marquee?
It's like a sign that sticks out over a theater or a hotel or a store.
Those are all over Odyssey.
Let's think about the maker.
The composer of the song?
Uh-huh. Who wrote Stars and Stripes Forever?
I know. Francis Scott Key.
John Philip Sousa.
Sousa?
Yeah.
As in Sousa Sporting Goods?
Just like it. Let's go.
Okay.
Here, come on, stop.
That was a nightmare. Okay, Parker, we're here. Where's the next clue?
On Wolfgang Gower's sword.
Hey, you're right. A bunch of clues are taped here. We should take all of them. Then no one behind us will know what to do next.
No, that would be cheating.
I prefer to think of it as proactive winning.
Just one, Jay.
Whatever.
What's it say?
Something about Stars and Stripes.
The song by John Philip Sousa?
If you say so. But did he also write something about a marquess?
What? That's marquee. Sousa Sporting Goods has a large marquee.
Well, then come on, then.
However, Mr. Sousa passed away a few weeks ago, and it's now Zaborski Sports.
What song did Zaborski write?
None that I know of. But that book of musical trivia also mentioned that John Philip Sousa had an instrument named after him. Tuba.
John Philip Tuba?
No! The tuba's also known as the sousaphone.
So we should go to the phone company.
No. We should go to the music store.
That's what I meant.
Hi. We're with the scavenger hunt?
Sorry, we don't have hunting supplies.
No, you don't understand. We're looking for our next clue.
We don't do board games either.
No. We're on a band camp scavenger hunt. You know, music?
I guess Sousa's Sporting Goods wasn't our next stop.
Sousa's Sporting Goods? You must not have heard. We're Zaborski's Sports now.
Oh, man.
Ugh, the new banner must have fallen off again.
Oh.
Excuse me, I have to go put that banner back up. Just do me a favor and give me a shout if the phone rings.
Now what?
Phone! Ah! How could I be so dense?
What?
Come on, we need to get to the music store.
Okay.
I have a cramp.
Welcome to Polymers Records and Musical Supplies.
Thanks. Do you have any tubas?
Back wall.
Ha-ha! This will be a day long remembered by Barrett Jones. The day he was not the most amazing guy in the room. Today, at the band thingy, everyone will look at me and say, "Wow, that Jay! What a guy! He sure knows a lot about everything."
You really need to move on, Jay.
What's the fun in that?
Greetings, Matthew. Jay?
Eugene! This must mean we came to the right place.
It does?
It does indeed. Here's the item you're to collect.
A miniature tuba? Cool.
And here is your next clue.
This tone helps you tell different instruments apart. Paul Bunyan would yell it when a tree fall would start.
Ooh, I know this one. Falsetto? Get it? Fall, as in a tree falling?
No.
I know. Timber.
That's not a tone.
It is. And since Paul Bunyan was a lumberjack, he would have yelled, "Timber!"
Very good, Matthew. You are correct. And this is for you.
Thanks, Eugene.
Give it here. Ooh, there's money inside.
Mm-hmm. 5 crisp $1 bills. You'll need them for the rest of the hunt, so be frugal.
Will do.
So where do we go? What's the next clue?
You just said it.
Timber? The lumber store?
Eugene's grinning. That must be a yes.
I wasn't grinning. I have a chive in my tooth.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey.
Barrett. Ugh. Come on, Parker. Let's get moving. The chase is on.
That would be a trumpet.
You're right.
That's broke.
Baroque is the correct answer.
Huh?
A flat.
That's right.
Sounds like a clock. I know. Second.
As in the second degree of the diatonic scale. Well done, Matthew.
Vibrato.
Yes.
More cowbell?
That's right.
Pitch.
Register. Allegro.
Vivace.
Prestissimo.
Other teams are pretty far back. I haven't seen any of them in ages. I think it's just us against Jay and Matthew now.
The only reason they're even in this race is because of Matthew.
Yeah.
Hey, look, there's the thrift store.
We need to hurry. Okay, read the clue again.
Right. A merchant of thrift is your next to last place with antique composition to further your race. Think clowns and performers and high trapeze flight, which is all set to music for their thrills and delight.
Oh, okay. Clowns and performers in high trapeze flight.
A circus! Didn't Mr. Whitaker's book say something about a composer of circus music?
King something or something King.
Carl King!
I think you're right. Wait, Priscilla, look. Jay and Matthew are right over there.
We caught up.
Yeah, they're looking through the sheet music section. You should do the same.
Where will you be?
I'll look through the book section. Maybe there's a book on this King guy with his music.
Okay.
Carl King.
Excuse me? What do you think of these shoes?
Uh-huh.
The shoes, do they look nice on me?
Yeah. They're nice shoes.
I really need these shoes. How much are they?
The sticker says $2.99.
Oh.
Well, what's wrong?
I only have $1. I guess I can't have any shoes.
You don't have any shoes?
Mama says we can't abort them.
Yes! No! I found it, Barrett! I found it!
Really?
It was in the boxes of sheet music after all. It's called Circus Days. Let's go pay for it and then get out of here before the guys find one.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Come on. May I help you?
We'd like to buy this.
That'll be 99 cents, please. Here you go. $2 left. A penny is your change. You must be doing that wits music chase or contest.
A scavenger hunt.
Right. I'm supposed to give you this envelope. I think it's a clue or something.
Thanks.
Next in line?
Here it is. The last clue.
Excuse me, will you take a dollar for these shoes?
Sorry, hon. They're $2.99.
Shall I read it? Barrett.
Oh, huh?
What's wrong?
That little girl. She doesn't have any shoes. I'll be right back.
Barrett.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Here, let me help her pay for those. You have $1, right?
Uh-huh.
And I have two. And how much does that make?
Three?
That's right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now you have shoes.
Yay!
That's really nice of you.
No big deal. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for the shoes.
That was so sweet.
Yeah, well, let me see the clue.
Ha-ha! Thought you had us, didn't you, Barrett? You'd have to wake up pretty early in the morning. Ta-da! Found another piece of sheet music. See? The Walking Frog.
Appropriate. Next in Come line. On, Priscilla. Let's go outside.
That's 99 cents.
Here's a dog.
What's the clue?
This president said, I just feel like marching always when that tune is played. Bring a picture of this president back to the little theater with you with the money you were given.
Hmm. That doesn't rhyme.
Well, the song's pretty obvious.
Really? What is it?
Hail to the Chief. It's a marching band tune that gets played for the president.
Ah, but which president said the quote?
Think of the clue. Bring a picture of this president with the money you were given.
The president's face is on the money.
Right. And which president's face is on the dollars we were given?
George Washington.
Bing, bing, bing. If I remember what our music book said, the first time that song was played to honor a U.S. president was to commemorate George Washington's birthday.
Ah.
Oh, no.
What?
I gave our last $2 to that little girl for her shoes.
Oh.
Hey, guys. Sounds like you figured out the clue.
And that you're fresh out of these. Aw, that's so sad. I have $2. I suppose I could give you one.
Really?
No, of course not really. Hail to Jace Mouse, who wins the scavenger hunt. Barrett Jones loses because he's such a chump.
Hey.
A gumball machine. Woohoo! All right, let's see. To the victor goes the victory gumball. Sorry, Parker. I only have the one penny. Come on, let's get back to Wits End and claim our prize. Ooh, that was a bubble. See you later, losers.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
See you back there.
Bye.
See you, Matthew.
Bye-bye.
Well?
I'm sorry, Priscilla. I lost the race for us.
That's all right. But it was for a good cause, right? That little girl has a pair of shoes.
Hi.
Oh, hi there. I see you're wearing your new shoes.
Yep, they're really comfy.
Angie, come on, honey. Let's go.
Mommy, this is the man who gave me the money for my shoes.
Really? Well, that was nice of you. Though I wish you'd have asked me first. The last thing Angie needs is another pair of shoes.
Another pair?
She has a closet full already.
But Angie, I thought you said that you didn't have any shoes, that you couldn't afford them.
I don't have any of these kind.
I told her we couldn't afford another pair. I'd be in the poorhouse if I bought her a pair of shoes every time she asked for one. Well, we'd better go. Daddy's waiting for us at the mall.
Okay, bye, mister. I like my shoes.
Bye. Wow. Do I feel foolish?
How are you supposed to know? We should probably get back.
Yeah. At least there's no hurry now. I really blew it, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, why?
We could have won. We could have been first.
It wouldn't be so bad if we actually helped that little girl. She wasn't poor at all.
Well, I don't see what that has to do with anything.
Are you kidding me?
Well, not at all. Barrett, every now and then we get tested like this to see what our priorities are. It says a lot about our character, who we are when we do the right thing regardless of how it turns out. Especially since only God alone ever knows what's going to happen with our good actions. So, I don't know, but I'd say the two of you passed with flying colors. You put somebody else's needs ahead of winning the hunt. And yes, you made a mistake about the girl being poor, but that doesn't mean you made a mistake. You made a choice, and you chose well. I'm very proud of both of you.
Thanks. That makes me feel better. A little.
Barrett, Barrett, Barrett.
Until now.
Hi, guys.
I guess congratulations are in order.
Yeah, because this time we got what we deserved more than you, who deserved not to get what we deserved.
Jay.
Mr. Whittaker.
Ah.
I have returned, and I understand that we may have a winner.
Oh, there's no may about it. You're looking at him.
Oh.
Oh, and Parker, too.
Oh, great. Now, to make it official and present your prize, I need only make certain you have collected all of the necessary items.
They're here on the table.
Yes. Yes. Oh. Well, you're missing the final item.
The picture of George Washington? Isn't the dollar there?
Yes, the dollar is here, but that's not the correct item.
It isn't? But I thought George Washington sang Hail to the Chief at his birthday.
Or something like that.
It wasn't George Washington who said, "I feel like marching always when that tune is played," though it's true that Hail to the Chief was played to commemorate Washington's birthday after Washington died.
Oh, no!
Who else would Hail to the Chief refer to? Especially when it comes to money.
Yeah.
Well, a few people, I suppose, if Hail to the Chief were the correct song.
What? It's not.
That quote wasn't referring to Hail to the Chief.
Mm-mm.
It was referring to the song Dixie.
Oh.
Dixie.
And the statement was made by...
I remember now. Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
But Lincoln is on the $5 bill. And you gave us the $1 bills with Washington on them.
That's right. But Lincoln's image is found on another form of currency.
It is?
Oh, the penny. Like this one I got at the thrift store.
Jay, you should have received a penny as change at the thrift store, didn't you?
Well, you see,
He used it to buy a victory gumball instead.
Oh. Well, then it appears, unless I'm mistaken, that Barrett and Priscilla here are our winners.
This is not possible!
Yes.
No.
Well, congratulations, you two. You did the right thing, and you won the game.
Thanks, Mr. Whittaker.
But no one leaves a loser. Your consolation prize is the knowledge you'll acquire this weekend during camp. And since there's no time like the present, we should employ our post-hunt time appropriately by reviewing the 7 Greek modes.
Oh,
everyone,
man.
Repeat after me. Ionian.
Ionian.
Dorian.
Dorian.
Phrygian.
In today's episode, Barrett put his love into action by seeing someone else's need and doing his best to help. Whether he realized it or not, he was living an idea found in the first letter of John 3:17-18, which says, "If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him?" Dear children, let us not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. The point is for us to be willing to put others ahead of our own desires. Or as 1 Corinthians 13:5 reminds us, love is not self-seeking. It's willing to sacrifice in the same way Jesus sacrificed for us. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was written by Kirby Atkins and Dave Arnold and directed by Dave Arnold. Our sound design was by Christopher Deal, with the most profound apologies to James Sanderson for Jay's rendition of Hail to the Chief. Today's cast included Andy Pessoa as Barrett, Gatlin Green as Priscilla, Whit Hertford as Jay, and Zach Callison as Matthew, along with Caitlin Leone, Tamara Mark, Will Ryan, and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.